Hi and welcome. It's WYCE's Community Connection. And once again, this is Station Manager Phil Tower. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am in studio this week with Olivia Bailey. She is the Development Director for Hope Unexpected. And you can learn more, probably everything we're going to talk about in this conversation, at hopeunexpected.org, hopeunexpected.org. I had a chance to meet Olivia and work with Olivia at a previous nonprofit, which was Guiding Light, which happens to be where the Community Media Center executive director came from, Starla McDermott. So there is a connection. This all comes together, kind of comes full circle. Olivia, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Phil.
It's great to have you here. I think the last time I saw you, I was stuffing envelopes for Guiding Light, so I'm glad you didn't bring envelopes for me. You have been with Hope Unexpected since February of last year, February 2022. I know we're almost through 2023. You are Development Director at Hope Unexpected. And I think for the sake of our audience, they may not know about Hope Unexpected. So who are you and who do you primarily serve? You're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. What is Hope Unexpected all about?
Yeah. So Hope Unexpected started 11 years ago now. We celebrated our 10th anniversary last year. We started in Byron Center. Our executive director, Susan Likely, was part of one of our founding members. She actually is the only executive director that we've had so far, and she's done a fantastic job. We also were founded by a group of churches in the Byron Center area who sought to create a safe and nurturing environment for single moms in our community. So we primarily serve single moms who are parenting on their own with children under the age of 8. They can be expecting as well. So that those are included in that criteria. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years ago, we started to grow so much that we decided to open a second location. So we now have our Byron Center location, but we also have a location on the northwest side of Grand Rapids.
Okay. And you serve women. I know there's a Christian and spiritual aspect for your work at Hope Unexpected. Obviously, emotional support. What other kinds of support besides emotional, spiritual, these single moms and expecting moms, what kind of resources do they receive from you?
Yeah. So our goal is to nurture, empower, and equip the moms that we serve. So how we do that is through various programs. So we have Monday meets, which are really our bread and butter. So every week during the school year, our moms come together. They bring their children with them. They have dinner together, which is provided by wonderful volunteers who serve that, prep the food. That's an opportunity for them to really have that community of fellow, you know, single moms going through similar obstacles, and really feel that community support. Then after dinner, the moms go to their faith conversations. So that is going to be where they meet with a faith conversation leader. We split those into two groups so that those are small groups. We find that the women feel more comfortable with that. And they discuss topics, real life topics, but rooted in biblical concepts. While during that time, also the children go to children's programming. And something that we're really proud of is that we actually have certified licensed teachers from various school districts who come in for our children's programming. They help plan and prep the lessons. So these kids aren't just, you know, being babysat, for lack of a better word, but they're actually learning, and they're being really shown love by the teachers. The teachers truly, truly care about the kids that we're serving. We have a nursery, we have a lower elementary, and then we have an upper elementary classroom. And then we also have a program. We have free counseling, which is a really great program that we have. Something that I like about it is it's free professional counseling. So you're meeting with somebody who is licensed, certified, trained to, you know, be a counselor. So we partner with three different counseling firms in the area for individual and group counseling. Coolest part about that is a mom can schedule her counseling session and she never sees a bill.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, Olivia, in terms of the moms you serve, some of them are expecting, some of them have, young children, it's probably hard to put a background or a common background on any of those moms. They may come to Hope Unexpected for all number of reasons. Some of them may have been kicked out of their family for an unexpected family, or they may be homeless or, you know, struggling to live in their home. They maybe need all kinds of resources. So you encounter them, I would think, most often, as you said, through churches. And how do they find out about Hope Unexpected?
Sure. So a lot of times, actually, other community resources will refer moms to us. So actually, most of the moms we serve are not from a biblical based background. Maybe they didn't go to church as a child. So they are coming to us from different community partners who think that they could use extra support. So like you said, Phil, they maybe are coming from a family that isn't as supportive as what they need. And that's where Hope Unexpected comes in. We want to be their second family. We want them to know that if they've chosen to parent, we're going to walk alongside them. That's their biggest goal, for them to feel confident in their parenting journey.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, all different walks of life, but they've been referred to you. And I think that's really important. Is there are a number of community resources out there, but they all can't do everything for someone. And as you said, what a benefit to have counseling available to them as well. By the way, we're speaking with Olivia Bailey. Olivia is the development director for Hope Unexpected here in West Michigan. Started in Byron Center, now facilities in Grand Rapids as well. And you can learn more at hopeunexpected.org, hopeunexpected.org. I'm curious, Olivia, do these moms graduate from Hope Unexpected, or do they, you know, do they stick with you for a while, or is it really kind of depend on the mom and the circumstance?
So one really cool thing about being completely privately funded is we do have some flexibility in how we determine the guidelines. So for our moms, we don't want to say, hey, we're a resource for 6 months and then we're done, you know. So we really want our moms to be successful and self-sufficient when they walk out our doors and decide that they're ready to transition out. So we don't put a age, we don't put a time that they, you know, can stay. We are very intentional about that. So when our moms have reached their goals that they set with our program directors, and if the program director feels that they're making really good progress and it might be time for them to start their transition process, then we will start that process with them.
How much of an issue is housing for these single moms?
Housing and childcare. Housing and childcare.
Definitely childcare. I left the other big the other big piece out, which is a huge challenge for not only single moms on their own, but mom parents and dad in any family. It's a huge part of their budget. But yeah, those are important pieces. And do you connect them with other community agencies if they've graduated to your program where now they need stable housing or something like that?
Sure. Yeah. So we are really blessed to have two social workers on staff. Our program directors are actually both master level social workers. So they are amazing at connecting these moms with resources in the community. So like Phil said, we can't possibly do everything. Hope Unexpected is still a relatively small nonprofit for the amount of work, you know, that we're doing in the community. So our community partners are, you know, referring to the people who are best in that industry.
Yeah, that's a good thing to be aware of. Again, you can learn more at hopeunexpected.org, hopeunexpected.org. I want to, before we run out of time, talk about your gala. This is the Celebration of Hope, honoring the women of Hope Unexpected. I love that about your organization and putting these women, really shining a light on what they have been able to do. The gala is coming up on Thursday, September 28th. It is an important fundraiser and fundraiser, but also those who attend will get to hear some of the women you've served, hear their stories, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So when you come to our annual banquet, we have a testimonial from a mom that went through our program. I've seen it. It's great. We're really excited to share it with everyone that attends. We also did a unique video this year that we haven't done before. We actually had the kids put something together as well. So really exciting. while we do serve single moms, inherently we serve kids, their kids, right? So when you are contributing to Hope Unexpected, when you're supporting us, when you're volunteering, you're not just supporting single moms. You're supporting single moms, their kids, and generations to come as well.
That's good to know. The Hope Unexpected Celebration of Hope Banquet, again, is Thursday, September 28th. You can purchase tickets through the website at hopeunexpected.org. Proceeds raised go right back into your program, right, Olivia?
That's correct. Thanks to some wonderful underwriters, all of the funds raised at the event are going to go directly to programming.
And if there happens to be somebody who would like to squeak in as a sponsor, you would probably welcome them, I would assume.
Yes, absolutely. So if you are interested in sponsorship or attending the event, you can go to hopeunexpected.org/banquet. There's going to be two buttons for you to click there, purchase tickets or sponsorships, or you can contact me directly as well.
And by the way, this is at Pinnacle Center in Hudsonville that it just was there for a fundraiser earlier this year. It's a great banquet and event facility and easy to locate in Hudsonville, Michigan. Again, Celebration of Hope 2023 annual fundraising banquet for Hope Unexpected. That's on Thursday, September 28th. I'm really thinking about these women that are fortunate to be receiving services through Hope Unexpected. I would think there's an enormous amount of gratitude for just the grace and support on all different levels, as we mentioned, emotionally, spiritually, resource-wise, counseling. That's got to be really gratifying to hear some of these women talk about how meaningful it's been to them, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes working in the nonprofit industry and, you know, working with fellow humans, I think that that's what makes the job so rewarding, is really hearing the stories of how you're impacting, you know, someone's life and helping them to go on to be successful and self-sufficient. That is our goal.
You know, you said something, fellow humans. It's life is not easy. It has a lot of challenges, especially just being a parent. You're a parent. I'm a parent. Mm-hmm. It's tough doing it as a single parent. It's challenging enough in a couple situation or a traditional family situation, mm-hmm. but it's really challenging as a single parent. So I'm so grateful that we could help tell the story of Hope Unexpected. Again, if they would like to attend your banquet on September 28th, they can learn more at hopeunexpected.org, hopeunexpected.org. Olivia Bailey, Development Director with Hope Unexpected, thank you for being here. Anything I missed you wanted to share with our listeners real quick?
No, I mean, just the banquet's going to be great. There's going to be a silent auction. So hint, hint, if you're into silent auctions and really great items, we'll have everything there for you. It's going to be a really fun evening with strolling food. You'll be able to walk around, meet fellow supporters. We'd love to have you.
And learn about a great organization, Hope mm-hmm. Unexpected. Thank you so much for being here and telling their story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Olivia Bailey is Development Director with Hope Unexpected. She's joined us on this week's edition of WYCE's Community Connection. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with you again next weekend right here on 88.1 FM WYCE.